first elegy. So this is Wer wenn ich schrie mich hörte aus den Angeln Ordnungen, which from me comes out, even if I went out screaming, who would pick up the signal, the rank of angel? Same story if one of them pressed me to his heart, I would fade out, caught in the glare of stronger Dasein. Because what really gets to you is nothing, i.e. holding on just this side of panic over what you love, precisely because it could, but it hasn't, destroyed you yet. Angels are the pits. Once more I hold myself down, choking down the sign, the bullet, the darkness, separation. Who's there when you need them? Angels? No. Nope. Humans? No. Even the animals have noticed that we're not exactly at home in this interpreted world. There remains to us perhaps that tree over there, living on the edge, new every morning. There are still the streets of yesterday and the immaculate fidelity of some habit that liked us and stayed and now won't leave. Oh, and the night, when the wind filled with cosmic space feeds on our faces. Who wouldn't she stay for, the yearned for, the mild disenchantress of the single heart in ribbons? Is she any easier on lovers? Shit, they won't part with what they've made themselves, the other least of all. Haven't you got it yet? Hurl all the emptiness out of your arms to give us breathing space. Maybe the birds could fly more intensely through more air. Just so the springtimes needed you. Many a shooting star needed you to trigger it. Many waves would rise towards you in the past or through a window as you passed, yielding violin. But were you up to it? Weren't you always prostrated by your own expectation, some amazing dominatrix, as if you could ever get her to move in with you with all these really weird desires coming and going, sometimes staying all night? So don't play the trash can Sinatra, just don't even think about it. Sing out of women abandoned and desolate, you envy them after all. In love that trumps the gratified, the indelible stains are always the best, and the lost ones live totally beyond any neat version of reciprocation. On your marks, get ready to play them forever the tribute of that song they'll never hear. Think about it. Sex runs fast forward in a backwards movie, then dozes into birth. To love is to come home to worn out nature, but you only get one chance. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. So what's wrong with being an adolescent girl? Who, when he's gone, hasn't come, doesn't exist, looks straight through the poster on the bedroom wall. Shouldn't these most ancient longings get to be a little more fruitful at long last for us? Isn't it time that loving, we stepped free of the loved one, loving the alien? As the slug loves the chamber, about, pace zeno, to become so much more than itself in endless flight, standing still is nowhere. Voices, voices. Hear my heart as only the holy once hearkened, so that the great rumbling call gave them lift off. They carried on kneeling, the impossible ones, and gave no sign, such were their powers of hearing. Not that you're up to catching God's voice, not by miles, but listen to the whispering, the uninterrupted redaction that is building itself out of silence. It rustles its way from the recently youthfully dead towards you. Whenever you entered a church in Rome or Naples, wasn't it their fate that was speaking to you quietly? Or a legend as lately the tablet in Santa Maria Formosa encrypted itself, insisted on coming home to stay with you. What do they want of me? It looks as if I get to peel away the seal that hinders a little at times, the pure evaporation of pure spirits. It's strange, all the same, no longer to inhabit the earth, no longer to stick to the text that had barely been learned, not to interpret roses and other things that speak with such promise of a human future, to be no longer that which you used in anxiety's infinite hand, to outgrow your name, your broken toy. Strange, no longer wishing to wish wishes. Strange to see meanings that once hung together now flash by loose metonyms in space. And being dead is such dreadfully hard work, being full of backward glances while looking forward to a bit of eternity. The living all make the same mistake, the same distinctions. Angels, apparently, don't know, generally, whether they're moving among the quick or the dead. The eternal storm rolls all the years through both zones for all time, overriding, overroaring, all voices in all realms. They no longer need us, those who left early, who outgrew the earth. But we who require such gross secrecies, we for whom progress so often learns from sadness, could we live without them? Is the legend meaningless that told how, at the wake, through the morning, the earliest tentative music could cut through anesthesia, and how in the shocked space a near Apollo shrugged off forever, deep space picked up the signal that lifts us up, that comforts and helps?